How can the Mishnah that states that a pregnant woman who is to be punished by death, we do not wait for the child to be born, be reconciled with the Jewish law forbidding abortion? And on a tangent, why do we punish the as yet unborn child for the sins of its parent? Thank you for your time and assistance. Anonymous in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, this Mishnah, some bring a raya from here, from the words of the Ran on the Mishnah, that in fact, killing an unborn child is not a Torah prohibition, and that's why we fulfill the mitzvah of executing the mother, even though it is killing the child. Others say that even if it's a prohibition, to kill a unborn child, a Torah prohibition, it's still not considered a nefesh, and the halacha is that the mother has to be executed, and we don't delay the execution of the mother, which is in itself a Torah prohibition, for the sake of the child. It's not that we're punishing the child, but the mitzvah of executing the mother takes precedence over the prohibition of killing the child, and that's Ratzon Hashem, that this mitzvah take precedence over the child. It's not a punishment to the child, and since these two mitzvahs come in conflict, the mitzvah of killing the mother who is liable to a death penalty, and the death penalty is not supposed to be delayed, takes precedence over this other mitzvah.